You're listening to Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Lydon. In 1972, in Philadelphia, an immigrant couple welcomed the birth of their fifth child, a boy they named Erdney. But a few years later, the Dalai Lama renamed him Tello Tulko Rinpoche and identified him as one in a long line of reincarnations of an ancient Buddhist saint.
The elder monks, they saw something unusual in me.
Rinpoche is the name given to all reincarnated Buddhist high lamas. As a young boy, Tello Rinpoche was taken to monastery in the mountains of southern India to learn the teachings of Buddha on his journey to monkhood. He was one of the first of his kind, a Westerner learning thousand-year-old traditions a world away from his family. In part because of the Dalai Lama's exile from Tibet in 1959, more and more Rinpoches are born in or exposed to Western culture. And while the West seems to embrace Tibetan Buddhism, a rising number of young lamas are renouncing their monkhood. It's a story that we first heard about in this month's issue of The Believer magazine.
Once you have broken your vows, then there's no going back.
When he was just 19 years old, the Dalai Lama sent Tello Rinpoche to Kamakhya, a Buddhist region of Russia on the Caspian Sea, where Soviet communists had destroyed temples and nearly the faith.
The people around you grew up in an atheist society. They believed that religion was poison.
He was charged with leading the people there back to Buddhism, a responsibility he called a tremendous pressure.
I think my emotions really took over and I became frustrated and I just got up and left.
Tello Rinpoche can never go back to monkhood now. He's broken his vows, he has a wife and child. But after he left his post, he did meet with the Dalai Lama, who encouraged him to continue his work in Kalmykia nonetheless. Now, he lives half of his life in Erie, Colorado, together with his wife and son, and the other half in Kalmykia, where he has worked for two decades to reestablish Buddhism. It's been a success. He's worked to rebuild 27 temples, he oversees seven lamas, and he himself is revered. 20 years ago, journalist Tim McGurk stumbled on a similar story in Spain. There, another young Western boy was identified by the Dalai Lama, also as a High Lama reincarnation, or Rinpoche. So Tim McGurk went to Granada to see the young Spanish Lama.
When I got up there, he was having a temper tantrum like any other four-year-old. And it was because he was standing in a snowy vegetable garden. This nun who was with him was exasperated because the boy knew the cold and the ice were killing the plants. And so he was running around trying to sweep the snow off the vegetable plants so that they wouldn't die. And his hands were turning blue. And the nun was saying, please, you've got to put on your mittens. You know, your hands are freezing. I thought, well, this is kind of odd behavior for a four-year-old child.
And what happened to this reincarnated Rinpoche?
He was packed off to a monastery in India, and the boy was absolutely miserable. You know, he was shoved back into the medieval setting of a monastery. And so after a while, he said, enough of this. I'm going to go study film and go to university and have a girlfriend and have a normal life. Many of his followers were Westerners. They were heartbroken that the Lama Yeshid that they'd known and loved and followed in his previous lifetime had kind of turned into this, you know, rather rebellious teenager.
What did begin to change? These Rinpoche started leaving their tradition. Why?
Because they were forced out of the monasteries, suddenly they were much more vulnerable to the temptations, to the desires, to the delights of the 21st century. It's one thing if you're shut away in a monastery, but it's another thing when you're, you know, wandering the streets of Delhi and you're hearing Bollywood music and you're seeing pretty girls and, you know, suddenly all the years of meditation and training and, well, all that's just kind of fell away at the sight of a beautiful woman in many cases.
So is this drifting away by a number of the reincarnated? Is that a disaster for the system?
I think that for a religion to renew itself, that it has to be kind of more in contact with the changing times. And many of these Rinpoches that I interviewed who've left the monastery, who've left the roads, you know, who now have more conventional lives, they still talk about the need to communicate the Buddhist teachings, but I think in more unconventional ways.
Tim McGurk's article, Reincarnation in Exile, is about the changing face of reincarnation in the Buddhist faith. It appeared in this month's edition of the Believer magazine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie.